B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
O'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show. Sixers and Flyers this weekend. Phillies in limbo. Baseball in limbo. And the man who covers baseball as a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer is going to join us and sort it all out in today's column. Very intriguing. Bob Brookover is on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Bob, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. Your story, very provocative story, but pretty clear. With this mess going on, you believe that baseball has to kind of leave the Phillies and Marlins behind. Tell me why you think this.
Well, I don't know if any team's ever been down seven games in the games played column before in baseball history. I mean, it's easy. There's been many seasons where the Phillies and Marlins have been seven games down. I don't know, what are we, a little less than a quarter of the way through the season now? This crazy season. Lots of times teams have been seven games behind in the standings, but seven games down in games played and growing, and who knows when the Marlins are going to play again, because it sure doesn't sound like they're going to play that series against the Phillies starting next week. I mean, can you just say to two teams, well, you know, we're going to have a season, but you guys aren't in it this year. Get out of here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can you say that? Because I suggested it with the Marlins, because that's a legitimate outbreak. You're talking about 17 plus people that are affected. The Phillies are still kind of skirting this whole thing. You're right about being behind in games played, and you're right in that it's going to be difficult for them to make that up, because you put in your story rightfully they will have to play 57 game right now, 57 games in 56 days. That may not be feasible. But Joe Girardi counters by saying, okay, winning percentage comes into play. You're not with that.
But at what point do you have to, so can the Marlins only play 30 games or 40 games? And you say, okay, you know, probably not going to happen, but maybe, they have a winning percentage 2% better than the Phillies winning percentage who played, or a team that played 60 games. They have a winning percentage 2% better. So having played 40 to 45 games, they get in the playoffs and that team doesn't. It hasn't gotten there exactly yet, but it's becoming preposterous.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I said the Marlins, and I know this is very arbitrary, but the Marlins should be taken out, and they should be paid to go away, and Major League Baseball can figure out a way to do that. The Phillies are interesting, a different story, though. You're saying, like, there's two different things here. One is being taken out by Major League Baseball. The other thing is to opt out. You believe it's the Phillies' responsibility to opt out?
Well, the deeper thing going on here, and I mentioned that they have to be concerned with, they have a coach now and who we don't know who it is, and a clubhouse person now who we don't know who it is. But, what kind of responsibility do they have to people like that who, two clubhouse people, really, because one in the visiting clubhouse, too. Now we're dealing with people beyond the players that you're putting in harm's way. At a certain point, it is earning this money and worth it, and is crowning a World Series champion is it that important that you keep, because it's not just the players that are involved here. That's going to be the same with all these teams. It's more than just the players.
Yeah, I get your point, and it's a valid point. So you're saying the taint is such that the responsible thing to do is to opt out so no one else can come into your world, your tainted world.
Right. I mean, there's the argument's been made that this could work in the bubble, which we're about to see if it works in the bubble. But I don't think it could have worked for baseball in the bubble, because, there's too many players involved compared to these other sports. The bubble plan that was floated early on in the start of the pandemic was Arizona and Texas was involved at one point in Florida. And how would that be going right now if that was the bubble places, Joe? Mm-hmm. It's a shame because deep in my heart, I would love this season to go on, and I would love to just have been covering baseball games all week. And it would be the ideal thing to be able to just write about baseball, but it's just and it hasn't just happened. The thing is, well, there's only been one really serious outbreak. There's actually been two, and the Phillies were involved in the other one, and they also were lucky in that sense because they, it was a condensed environment, so only a certain amount of players, but still a lot of players and personnel. That was, the same thing happened to them. It just happened in a more condensed environment.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, we're talking about Book Rover, baseball columnist for Philadelphia Inquirer, and he has a very interesting story in today about suggesting the Phillies should opt out of this. Now, let me ask you this, Bob. You sense that there is more to come here, that it's just not going to be the Phillies Marlins or the two Cardinal players. There's more to come. And so with more to come, baseball is eventually going to have to shut the whole thing down?
Yes, I think there's more to come. I thought from the beginning that it, there was going to be more to come. It's just the country is, still reeling from this. So how do we expect that it wouldn't, where you've got moving parts, so many people, and yes, they've condensed the travel, but that's kind of a ridiculous thing too. They've condensed the travel, but one team, the Blue Jays, have playing their first 16 games on the road. They're stuck right now, and that's the other part of this whole crazy thing. They're stuck right now in D.C. because they don't have any games to play this weekend, but they also don't have a home, so they can't even go home because there's no home for them. So the Blue had their first 16 games at home, and if the Phillies had been able to do this Yankees thing, they would have played 18 of their first 20 games in Citizens Bank Park. The whole thing is just. It's just ludicrous. I mean, I do. To answer your original question, I think there's more coming. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. And it may get to the point where Major League Baseball has to shut it down. But here's the thing: this thing is going. This is like a fluid situation from day to day. They're trying to figure stuff out. They're making the schedule up as they go along. So now ahead is next week, where the Yankees are supposed to come here. The fear of, like, the Washington Nationals fear that they weren't going to go to Miami. Is there now that same fear to come to Philadelphia and use that visiting clubhouse? And so when it comes next week and we're doing this day by day, is it possible Yankees going to, no, I'm not doing that?
Well, I guess there are things you can do, like have them dress in their hotel rooms, come to the ballpark and then go back, immediately get on the bus and go back. But at what point is a player where you're all, the Phillies players mentioned today, they have to be grown weary of, we get a thing stuck in our nose, or I imagine they do it the same way. We get a thing stuck in our nose every day and have to come through our car and get drive-through testing every day, but there's never any baseball at the end of the carrot. At what point do you get tired of going through the things you have to go through? And I know they're being well compensated, and everybody's got to deal with something. But it just doesn't seem worth it for what's going to be a World Series championship. Everybody's going to say, "Well, that was tainted anyway."
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, let me ask you a baseball question while we're here, and let's just pretend that baseball is going to continue, and we're going to have a season, and that season includes the 10th inning. And so far, there have been 6 innings, I think, of this situation where the runner starts on second base. As far as I know, there have only been one sacrifice bunt and one attempted sacrifice bunt where there was a strikeout. So, I assumed that this was going to precipitate an automatic bunt to get the guy to third in that kind of a situation. But it's not working out that way. You have any thoughts on that?
I wrote a whole column, a couple Sundays ago. I'm not surprised by it because the analytics say don't do it. I actually researched every extra inning game from last season. And the number of times, I think you could have had both hands, but if you're two people with all your hands, you could have cut off one of those hands and found the number of times teams did it. And, you know, if you're the home team, you almost think the home team and the opposing team doesn't score. The visiting team doesn't score. You almost think, come on, man, you got to move the guy to third. And then you got all these different ways you can score. But the other thing I've noticed in all the research I did was most of those extra inning games last year, they ended home runs. You know?
Yeah.
And we got our first two-run leadoff home run in Major League history the other day.
I guess it's a sign of the tides screw it. And even though in that situation it's so advantageous, if you bat the bottom of the 10th and you got a guy in second base, bang, it seems so simplistic to do it that way, but maybe not.
Well, you and I who played baseball a long time ago were always taught, move the runner.
Yeah, I get that. I'm anti-bunt now. I don't know if I'm anti-bunt in the 10th inning.
All right. I'm with you on it.
All right, Bob, this is good. Great talking to you. Thanks, and continued reporting on this crazy situation, man. We'll talk to you up the road.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bob Brook over to Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.